I'm sorry I haven't a clue, the antidote to panel gates. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the show where games and laughter go together like boiled beef and parrots. You join us this week at the Theatre Royal in Brighton, a fine town that's seen many changes over the years. The famous pavilion was originally built as a royal summer palace. The old riding school became the Dome Concert Hall. And the team that was once Brighton and Hove Albion Football Club is now simply known as Brighton Nil. Trendy Brighton is nowadays an eclectic mix where it's possible to immerse oneself in the delights of 1990s popular culture and then happen by chance upon faded, run-down remnants of an era that long ago fell from fashion. Let me introduce the teams. They are, on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Denise Coffey and Tim Brooke Taylor. I'm afraid our usual scorer, Samantha, isn't here tonight as she's just moved. Well, she's just moved her contract service business to a first floor flat. And a new neighbour has asked her to fit in the old gentleman downstairs. Taking her seat instead is the Swedish hunk with bigger pecs than a giant chicken. Please welcome Sven. Right, we'll start with a round of historical headlines. Before the invention of printing teams, world events were recorded on vellum, laboriously hand-printed by monks. They might take years to complete each beautifully illuminated page, which was then displayed on the monastery walls for inspection by local peasants. Sadly, none of them could read a word. But they did find that the vellum was up to 30% more absorbent than their usual brand. And very soft on the skin. In this round, teams, I'd like you please to suggest headlines that might appear in today's papers reporting great events of the past. The event is Napoleon's defeat at Waterloo. Barry, will you start, please?
Daily Mail, just before the battle, actually. Bonaparte escapes, Home Secretary sacks governor.
Here's one from the Sun sports page. Waterloo, ah, nap, oh, la, la.
The stage, Wellington gets Bonaparte.
Graham.
And a report in the Times, new railway terminus opens, Duke of Wellington wins first prize in choose a name for the station and win a metro.
Travel Trade Gazette, Napoleon's 1815 holiday ruined.
Wildlife Today, frog crushed under Wellington.
Here's another one, and if we can do this one in the right order now, we'll start with you, Tim Brooke Taylor, and then go to Barry Cryer.
Oh, Lord.
Because otherwise the chairman gets confused. Here's another one. Theseus kills the Minotaur. And Denise, will you start this one?
From the New Labour Gazette, New Labyrinth.
The Guardian, Cretan Bull to become Legend.
Funny enough, Tim, on the same page,
really?
Theseus kills Minotaur in Crete.
And from the Independent, through the labyrinth with nerves of steel and balls of string.
Hairdressers Weekly, hairy monster in Grecian 2000 BC.
The Times, genetic experiment ends in disaster.
Telegraph, Crete Airport can now go ahead. Swampy not pleased that tunnel's been cleared.
It's now time to play a round called One Song to the Tune of Another. A game so quintessentially simple it needs only the shortest explanation. Most songs comprise two constituent parts. The tune, a musical backdrop to the contextual formulation of melodic syntax. And the words, an idiomatic metaphor intoned in lyrical juxtaposition thereto. Now, I can tell, teams, from your quizzical expressions that that's exactly what you're thinking anyway. But what you haven't realized is that we're going to employ the elemental polyphony of two separate songs, but combined in contrapuntal tandem with the objective avoidance of harmonic dissonance. Is that clear? So, where's the challenge in that, I hear you say? Well, let me introduce Colin Sell and his piano accompaniment. Okay, Barry, we'll start with you, Barry. Would you please sing the words of Run, Rabbit, Run to the tune of Can't Help Falling in Love?
Run, rabbit, run. Rabbit, run. Run, run. They jump and frolic whenever I go by. They know I help them dodge the rabbit pie. So run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, run, run.
Gosh, that was moving. Denise, would you please sing the Pink Floyd classic, Another Brick in the Wall, to the tune of Do Re Mi.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teachers, leave those kids alone. Teacher, leave them kids alone. All in all, it's just another brick in the wall. All in all, you're just another brick in the wall. We don't need no education.
Graham, would you please sing My Old Man's a Dustman to the tune of Scarborough Fair?
Some people make a fortune, others earn a means. My old man don't earn much. In fact, he's flipping skins. Oh, my old man, the dust man, he wears a dust. He looks a banana in his great big hobnail boots. He's got such a job to pull him up that he calls them Daisy Roots.
And finally, Tim, you're going to sing the Spice Girls Ivor Novello award-winning Wannabe to the tune of Model of a Modern Major General.
what I want, what I really, really, really want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really, really want. So tell me what you really, really, really want. If you want my future, forget my past. If you want to get with me, better make it fast.
If you want to get with me, better make it fast. If you want to get with me,
what I want and what I really, really, really... That's quite enough of that. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to play the round called Straight Face. In it, the team should take it in turns to exchange completely random words on a given subject without getting any laughs from the studio audience. It's ingenious, really. Anyone who elicits even the smallest titter from the audience faces immediate disqualification. The last one out is the winner. Right, teams? The subject is a nature ramble. Barry.
Privet.
Coppice.
Frog.
Stoat.
Vole.
Undergrowth.
Aardvark. I don't understand that at all.
Cuckoo.
Pat. As in cow. Well, or out of cow.
Convolvulus.
Toad.
Dung.
Tit.
Chaffinch.
Titter. Sorry, Denise. I definitely picked up a titter.
Oh, hard. Sorry.
So that means you have to sit out the rest of the round. And who do we start with now? You start with you, Graham.
Weasel.
Flies.
Rapeseed.
Log.
Condom.
A titter, or is it a sneeze? I don't know. Yeah, sorry, who was that? You, Barry, you're out.
What?
Right.
So arbitrary, this.
It's a head-to-head now. Tim Brooke Taylor and Graham Gardner. New start, Tim.
Trees.
Miss Elkins.
Wasp.
Bee.
Bog.
Paper.
Sorry, Tim.
Oh. So Graham wins.
Graham's the winner, yes.
Whatever you're smoking, Humph, I'd like some of it.
Right, we're now going to play a round called Smugglers. It's all about smuggling, and it's sometimes...
Whatever you're smoking, Humph, don't have any more of it.
It's all about smuggling and is sometimes confused with a party game called Snugglers. That was played by a young Tim Brooke Taylor at his first school. Matron would dress him in a giant nappy in which he had to conceal as much jelly and trifle as possible. It was all very messy and quite embarrassing for Tim as he was the geography teacher at the time.
Happy days.
In our round, each team will take it in turns to be customs officers while the opposing team attempts to smuggle the names of certain contraband items past them. We'll start with you, Tim and Denise. I'd like you to try and smuggle through customs the names of various types of alcohol. And Barry and Graham, you're the customs officers. If you think you've noticed an illicit item, you should buzz to challenge. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Start with you, Tim.
Excuse us, we're a little breathless. Only caught the ferry by whiskey just as it was leaving port.
Isn't
that so? That was
the ship.
Yes.
I'll tell you, I've got to tell the listeners at home that this is rather a nice new device which I've specially ordered. It's a buzzer which won't stop unless I press a button here.
Luckily, nobody
button.
Noticed.
It's a red button. Okay, where were we?
Whiskey and port.
Yes. I think I'll allow that. What happens now?
I carry on, Madeira.
Right.
And so...
yes, you remind me, you know, that happened to my Auntie Ethel, alcoholic, of course, had a double in methyl, hated spirits, went TT, and then into all the races until she lost her bottle. Sorry, was that a bottle?
Oh, we had ethyl alcohol and methyl hated spirits.
You're actually taking this seriously.
Well, they should.
Trying to remind Humph of the rules.
Go on, Tim.
Do you like our van? It's a Ford Transit. The French call it a van ordinaire. Here's, my...
Transit, that's a real ale, isn't it?
My wife, Mary, packed my case. She said all my shaving things would be inside a bag. They're not here. Bloody Mary. I thought it was... bit wrong when she had this wry smile on her face. Normally she's such a bubbly character, always in good spirits, a little stout perhaps, but sometimes I want a tequila.
I've discovered that this game goes much quicker if I keep my... It's your turn to be the smugglers, Barry and Grave, and I'd like you to attempt to smuggle the names of certain types of wild animals. Barry, go on.
I've got an album here from a new band, Artibus. It's a sort of... hip-hop Artibus album.
so much stuff in these cases. Look at this, we've got a baby's bottle and teat. What else?
Challenge there from Denise.
Hippopotamus.
I don't like your allegations. I've met alligators like you before.
I've got the old toolbox here containing, let's see, a hammerhead, shark absorbers.
Challenge from Tim.
Toolbox.
Yep.
I've got a mainspring, box of nuts and bolts.
Weasel gummage video. They can get wild.
Weasel, a wild weasel.
I'm not lying.
No.
I thought there was an adjudication coming from you then, Humph. You look rather magisterial.
Yes.
Adjudication?
I was working out the score. It seems that Barry and Graham have got 25, and Tim and Denise have got 1. Our next game is called Cheddar Gorge. The object of this game, teams, is to utter one word each without completing a sentence. When I consider a full stop has been reached, you'll hear me do this. To complicate the game needlessly, each word should begin with the same letter. And this week's guest letter is T. Barry, will you start, please?
Tom.
Talked.
Tolerably.
Twice.
Two.
Two.
Talk.
Torridly.
Transatlantically.
Though.
Tall.
Teamsters.
Tottered.
Tactlessly.
Towards.
10.
Tiny. Teeny.
Toppling.
Tots.
It says here, if that didn't go on too long, they could try another sentence with the letter H.
Oh.
Well, I think it did go on too long. We'll do another one. Let's be sporting. We'll do another one. And we'll start with you, it doesn't matter, Tim.
Here.
Harry.
Hollard.
Hey.
Right. We come now to a game called invitation cards. Nowadays, it seems, it's become obligatory when organising a society do to ensure the right celebrity guest is in attendance. For example, if you're thinking of putting on a 7-course banquet, you might request the presence of the Duchess of York, who will always drop everything for a good bash on a groaning table. whatever the type of evening, specially printed invitations are de rigueur. That's French for you've got to do it. So, teams, I'd like you please to suggest invitation cards to suit particular society events. Barry, will you start, please?
The Larder Drivers Club. The invitations to do said 7:30 for 11.
The Society of Knee Surgeons have asked me to their dinner. Cartilage is at 11.
The committee of the Agoraphobic Society will be at home.
You're invited to the Psychics Ball. You know where, you know when, and we know you're coming.
Friends of Michael Howard evening, could the two of you arrive about 7?
Two of you?
Bit of hyperbole there.
Everybody here is invited to the International Institute of Lethargy and Procrastination's Banquet Cabaret, Dancing Till Dawn, August the 17th, 1982. You're invited to the Airline Pilots Conference. It's being held on the landing.
Michael Jackson's birthday party, 7 to 8, but older children by arrangement.
And the Fighter Squadron reunion, 7:30 for 8, bandits at 12 o'clock.
And you're invited to the Transvestite Ball, Grosvenor House, 8:30. Dress.
And there's the Bookies Union, big day out at the Gold Cup Steakhouse. Afternoon tea, 5 to 4, disco dance.
Very good. Now, this next round's called Just a Minim, and it's a musical version of Just a Minute, which listeners will recognise as the wireless favourite hosted by the uniquely talented Nicholas Parsons. And it's said that when Nicholas Parsons was made, they threw away the mould. However, it does grow back occasionally. So he has to be wiped down with Dettol. Teams, I'd like you to sing along to a song of my choosing without repetition, hesitation or deviation. And the team not singing may buzz to challenge. Musical accompaniment will be provided by Colin Sell, who tells me that he's thinking of branching into artist management. Apparently he has this dream of handling the Spice Girls. Mrs. Sell says it's the only thing that gets him up in the morning. Okay, teams, the song is Save All Your Kisses for Me. I shall be timing you each with my special watch, and when the minute's up, I've asked Sven to blow my whistle.
He's just popped out for a pee.
Tim, will you start, please?
You'll save your kisses for me. Be careful with your osculations in my direction. Bye bye, baby, ta-ra. Don't cry, honey. Please don't be lachrymose. Gonna walk out the door, but I'll soon be back for more. Say your.
Repetition is saved, surely.
You yeah. didn't buzz. You didn't buzz.
I did. It was all right when it left me.
Okay, Barry, carry on.
Oh.
How much longer is the hump?
93 seconds.
Ask us hey, 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 hey. Hang on to your wall.
Challenge from Tim.
Repetition of ha. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, that's right, Denise.
Oh!
Save your kisses for me. retain all your poutings towards my lips. Au revoir, small offspring. Adieu. Don't drizzle, honey. Please stop sniveling. I'm going to walk out the door, but I'll be back for some more osculatory thrills on my behalf. Please,
Talent certain.
I buzzed myself.
Don't apologise. I do it all the time. Right. What stage should we get at? Oh, I know. Well, it's nearly time to say goodbye, but not before we have a round of Cobbler's Songbook and enjoy some tunes devoted to shoes. So, as Sven has spotted a nice pair of loafers he thinks might be suede, I'd like suggestions, please, of song titles likely to appeal to shoemakers and menders.
David Soul sings Peggy Shoe. God, that's the best one.
Flip-flops keep falling on my head.
Goodness gracious, great balls of feet.
High heel, high heel, it's off to work in deal.
Tomorrow, tomorrow, they'll be ready, tomorrow. The last waltz. God's sake.
The shifting.
Nike and Day, you are size one.
Someday my plimps will come.
How much is that hush puppy in the window?
Super calfskin, side elastic, stretchy warm galoshes.
Odor eater, odor eater, men have named you.
Corn free.
Just a tongue at twilight.
These foolish thongs remind me of shoes.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the delinquent teenager of time tastes the fatal alcopop of eternity, I notice we've come to the end of the show. So from Sven, myself, the teams, and the good people of Brighton, until next week, goodbye.
Cryer, Graham Garden, Denise Coffey and Tim Brooke Taylor were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson and the producer was John Naismith.